A score cat named Fleng hurried to Rigu, Felis and Scott beneath the willow.
Lord, the otters are beaten. They're abandoning their position.
Leaving the cover of the willow, the warlord watched intently as the undergrowth and bushes swayed. He heard the shouts of the fleeing otters.
They're travelling inland. What do you make of that, Scott?
The wheelmark's voice was heavy with scorn.
We've got 'em beaten, Lord. Otters can't stand up to your cat guards. Look, they're well on the run.
Chainmail clinked as the wildcat shook his head.
It's just as well that I'm in command and not you.
Ignoring Scott, he turned to Scorecat Fleng and issued his commands.
Take your squad and pursue them from this side until you can find somewhere easy to cross the stream. Keep after them and make as much noise as you can to let the otters know they're being pursued. Go now, we'll follow up before dark.
Fleng saluted smartly with a spear. A moment later, he and his 20 guards were dashing along the bankside, shouting aloud. Rigu Felis shouldered his war axe.
Get the rest of our force and follow me, Scott.
He strode off in the opposite direction to the right. Issuing orders to his scorecats, the wheelmark got every beast underway. He trotted forward to the warlord's side, obviously bewildered.
Lord, 20 guards aren't enough to defeat all those otters. Aren't we going to follow and defeat them like you said you would?
Rigu Felis moved his axe haft sharply, catching Scott's bandaged jaw. He gave the puzzled feral cat a contemptuous glance.
Listen and see if this sinks into your thick head. I will defeat the otters in my own way. I know 20 guards won't defeat them. They'll probably all be slain. But I will have won a great victory over the otters. Do you know why, Scott?
Keeping his distance from the axe haft, the wheelmark stroked his injured jaw ruefully.
No. Why, Lord?
The wildcat gave a hissing laugh.
Why, indeed. Pay attention, my idiot friend, and I'll tell you. Those otters have families, the same as any other beast. They want to keep their loved ones safe, so they try to fool me by drawing us off inland. I don't know of any otters who live at the centre of Green Isle. They make their homes and dens in rivers and along the coast.
Scott temporarily forgot his aching jaw. A slow smile spread over his brutal features.
So, we're going to the coast to attack their families, Lord.
Rigu Felis let his tongue slither out to lick at the gold metal chain mail that masked his lower face.
Aye, Scott. Imagine how the one called Shellhound and his followers will feel. Picture them coming back, crowing about how they slew a score of my guards, then finding their own families, who I'm sure number a great deal more than 20 creatures, lying dead amid the scorched ruins of their homes. Who will have won the victory then, eh?
The feral cat officer gazed at his leader in awe.
Truly, you are the warlord of Green Isle, sire.
The cruel eyes of Rigu Felis narrowed to slits.
Any beast who does not agree with that is a dead beast, Scott. That is why I left my faithful Atun Ra back at the fortress today. She will make certain that no upstart brother killer will ever usurp his father.